17 straight hours of surgery.
Anybody seen my back?
I could sleep for a week.
You promised to do my toenails.
Tickle them.
Does he really do her toenails?
His father was a world-famous manicurist.
You're always full of comebacks. Thank you. Kelly, I want an hourly report on that arterial transplant patient.
Yes, doctor.
Colonel Potter? Colonel. We just got a radio message from Nurse Craddy.
What's a Nurse Craddy?
Meg Craddy. Runs a civilian orphanage about 30 miles north of here.
Sir, she said they're being shelled, and they got to evacuate.
Good Lord, all those children.
Happened last year, too. They bunked with us.
Some of the kids are sick, and she's got a pregnant woman who's going to have a baby.
Oh, no, are we going to have to go through that again? They steal.
Burns, shut your face.
Last year, they took a roll of my best toilet paper.
They just wanted to look at the pictures.
Let's get cutting. Major, break out the extra cots, blankets, pillows, whatever we need.
Yes, sir. Corporal, I'll need a detail.
All right, everybody. We're getting company from the orphanage. I need some mattresses.
Please,
put them back in. I need you.
They just said, pick it up.
We need supplies, mattresses, cots, extra blankets, extra pillows.
Get in those little towels.
Get those mattresses out of here. Put those two cots in Colonel Potter's tent.
Those two in Colonel Potter's tent.
Put these two cots in Major Burns' tent. Put these two in my tent.
Those two in her tent.
Are you going to stand there clowning around? You're going to help me.
Major, I guess you haven't noticed. This is not a house dress.
So get in your fatigues.
Fatigues in the evening?
Move it!
She beautiful.
Margaret!
Put that in my tent. I have to get
Margaret.
This done, Frank.
Margaret, come here.
What is it?
I want to show you something.
Not here.
No, this came in a box when we were working.
Okay, keep it moving. Keep it moving. It's a purple heart. What was it for?
Me, silly!
How? When were you wounded?
You know, last month when those two snipers infiltrated.
You never told me.
Well,
I know. You didn't want to worry me.
Yeah, well, when have I ever asked for sympathy, huh?
Resisting the pain. Holding it back. Keeping that tiny little chin firm.
Laugh, clown, laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Want to get that, son?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I'll do this. Why don't you start dealing?
Shame you decided to become a doctor. You'd have made a great chambermaid.
I've done both in my time. Working in a resort hotel to help my way through pre-med. $10 a week and all the pride I could swallow.
Oh, carumba. Don't tell me we're having two foreigners sleeping in here.
Frank, this is their country. We're the ones from out of town.
Oh, always attacking us and defending them. If you like it so much, why don't you live here?
I do live here, Frank. You know, you really ought to see a proctologist about possible brain damage.
What's that you're wearing, Frank?
Just my citation.
Citation, Gracie?
That's a purple heart.
Yeah, it's a purple heart.
You were never wounded.
I most certainly was.
When?
During the sniper attack, a month ago. I got a shell fragment in my eye.
Hold the phone, Central. I'm the one who treated that eye. That was an eggshell fragment.
Nevertheless, it was the result of combat, and it's on my service record as shell fragment.
You were breaking open a boiled egg and got nervous.
Wasn't for kids who really get shot up.
I could have lost my eye.
Oh, yeah, there are hundreds of cases of losing an eye from a 3-minute egg.
Give it back, Frank.
Not on your Nelly.
Frank, you don't get medals for other people's blood.
She's here, sir. It's Nurse Craddy. They're here.
Come on.
Sir? Major?
I know I'm not deep.
Hi. Hi. Can you see the
picture? Okay. How you, Meg?
Oh, would you believe they're bombing us again?
War is no fun if you don't bomb orphans. This is a Dr. Honeycutt. Trapper John's gone stateside.
My sympathies to both of you.
Thanks.
Well, Colonel.
You look terrific.
Well, of course I do. I just came from the beauty parlor.
Is this your whole bunch?
All except the little mother-to-be. We dropped her down the road to visit her in-laws. She'll be along.
Hi, I remember you.
Well, Father.
Lovely.
I just washed.
Mama said.
She thinks I'm a woman. Never dreaming I gave you jockey shorts for Mother's Day.
Okay, open your mouth.
I hope you like this. Some of it was cooked before you were born.
Right this way, come on. I've got a little passenger here. Take him from you. Come on.
Eyes clear.
Got 2 bits, Joe?
My name is Major Burns, not Joe. And I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, Jasper. Next.
Frank, give the poor child a quarter.
No!
Frank, stick a crowbar in your wallet and give it to him.
Here.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Messy double or nothing, Joe?
See?
Well, you don't have to play with him.
I'm going to teach him a lesson. All right.
Thanks.
Next. With the cheat.
Oh, Frank, how did he cheat?
Well, they have their ways. How'd he lose his leg?
They pick up shells to sell for brass. Once in a while, they get a live one.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You've already had your inoculation.
4 bits, double or nothing.
Damn scray.
We want to hear a story. I don't know any story. You tell a story. You got to practice for your little girl.
I could tell him about the Jack and the Beanstalk, but I have a fear of heights.
Freud says that has something to do with sex.
My wife's only 5'1".
Our story.
Okay. Once there was an army doctor. A bad, bad major. And what did he do? He pretended he deserved something that only certain soldiers can have. He accepted a medal that he wasn't entitled to.
If you think I don't know who you're talking about, you're a dumb Dora.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Once upon a time...
You're a natural.
Long, long time ago, there lived a young man named Androcles. Now, Androcles was a very kind and very gentle young man. One day, he was taking a walk in the wilds, and he came upon a great, big, ferocious-looking lion. Well, that's it, thought Androcles. He's going to have me for lunch. But instead of eating him, the lion held out his paw to show him that there was a great, big thorn stuck right in his paw. Now, Androcles realized that he could run away because the lion was in so much pain, he couldn't chase him. But instead, you know what he did? Androcles very gently removed that thorn from the lion's paw. And the lion was so happy, he just walked right away. Androcles thought no more about that lion for years. Until one day, he was arrested by some guys called the Romans who wanted to punish him for his faith. You see, Androcles was not only very kind, he was also very Gentile. And these Roman guys, they threw him into an arena and let out to tear him to pieces a gigantic, ferocious lion. Well, sir, they're asleep.
Yeah, so?
So what?
So what happened to Androcles and the lion?
What happened?
You're not going to finish?
I think your senility's here ahead of schedule.
Okay. Just for that, I'm not going to tell you the version where the Papa Bear comes home alone.
Yo.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, guys. You got any tea left in this kettle?
Coming up. Kids all bedded down?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried about Sung Lee, though. That's my expectant mother. She should be here by now. Bubblegum?
Mm-hmm. Want some?
Uh-uh. But please don't blow any bubbles that scares the kids. I think your stomach's coming out. You know, that stuff's a lot better than it used to be.
It's our aging process.
We let it sit a full 20 minutes now.
Thank you.
You sure you want more of this story? You really don't understand. You want more? You do want more. Okay, here we go. Field stripping, cleaning, and routine maintenance of Garand rifles. Section 22. Repeated disassembly and assembly causes excessive wear of parts and will eventually reduce the accuracy of the weapon. See figure 57. Oh, pictures and everything. To disassemble piece into above groups, place butt against left thigh, sights to the left. With thumb and forefinger of right hand, pull downward and outward on rear of trigger guard. Swing trigger guard out as far as it will go and remove trigger housing assembly. And so they lived happily ever after.
Oh! Ah! I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. Going to La Trinay?
Yeah, both of us.
Mention my name. Take good care of them. What's that?
Nurse Craddy! Nurse Craddy!
Hey! That's a pregnant girl. She's been shot.
Medic!
Hey!
Hey! Medic!
Hey, medic! Hey, somebody! Help! Somebody!
Real good. I'll bet you know chopsticks, huh?
Yeah, you are. Keep nice and warm.
Mama-san.
No, Mama-san. Corporal Klinger.
Mama-san.
G.I. Joe. Look. See? No McGuffies. Everybody sleep.
Through the lower abdomen. Blood pressure's 80 over 40.
Baby's heartbeat's audible. It's 90.
We gotta get in there, see what's bleeding, and then do a cesarean section. Otherwise, we'll lose them both.
Doctor? Only thing to do.
Pump in some more plasma. Let's get some whole blood up.
I've already sent for it.
Prepper, Major. Midline incision. Stem to stern.
Yes, Doctor.
Anybody done a cesarean lately?
Damned arthritis has eaten up my knuckles.
Okay.
I haven't delivered a kid since I drove my nephew over to his grandmother's.
That's close enough for Jazz.
What are the heart rates?
Maternal, 140.
Baby, 75.
BJ's fresh out of residency.
Just a kidney stone throw away.
It's up to you, BJ.
Right.
You deal, we'll kibitz.
Patient's ready, Doctor.
Fine, Major. Shall we make a baby?
Attention, all surgical staff. Heavy night patrol action. Stand by for incoming wounded.
Wounded. 4:30 a.m.
Terrific.
You can set your watch by this war.
Corporal, did you see a slicky boy come through here?
Sir, you wake up.
I saw that little thief hanging around officers' country.
Something missing from your tent, Major?
Oh, it's only a matter of time. Stealing isn't even considered a crime in this godforsaken country.
It's because they're poor, Major. They have to steal to survive.
Well, there's no reason for being poor. And if they had any gumption, they'd be out looking for a job instead of always scrounging around in our garbage cans for food.
Yes, sir.
Where are the rest of the children?
Can you see that bleeder?
I think so. Looks like the uterine artery. Clamp.
Well.
Sponge that, Margaret.
Sponge.
Send his x-rays to his draft board in case they like horror pictures.
Let's get some of this blood off the floor.
Corman.
What's wrong with wall-to-wall blood, Colonel?
Steady, Hawkeye.
Clamp.
I'll give you more retraction.
I'll clamp the uterine off. And try not to get the ureter. Then I'll go after the baby.
Her blood pressure's dropping, Doctor. 70 over 30.
More blood. Pump it in.
Close this for me, Margaret. I got 20 parties waiting for this table.
Fresh gloves. Something in a blue suede.
Hawkeye, take a look at this.
Better do a nephrectomy.
Give me the retractor.
May I be of any help?
Everybody has, Father. Might as well bring in the chairman of the board.
Clamp.
Stop behaving like a child.
Retract it a little more, will
you? What's your story, BJ?
Bleeding's controlled.
Terrific.
I'm going after the baby. Classical section.
Kelly?
Pressure's barely holding.
Oh, rotten snipers.
It's their job to be rotten.
The bullet came awfully close to the baby. Cross your fingers.
Good luck, BJ.
Here we are. See the place they fixed up for you? Oh, what a big girl. Yeah, now listen, don't worry. They're not going to move you from in here. Can you go back to sleep, huh? Let me try. Bye, little baby. Bye, little baby. Bye, little baby. Bye, little baby, bye. Daddy still loves you. Daddy still loves you. Daddy still loves you. Though he's gone to war.
Colonel, I'd like to talk to you.
Get on a table.
Has that slicky boy been in here?
Scrub, Major. We need your hands.
Well, heaven only knows what he's filched around here. All these people are such a bunch of crooks.
That one down there is smuggling bullets in her abdomen.
Oh, fun me.
Father, will you help Major Burns scrub up?
Yes, Colonel.
Now, just a minute. You give these people an inch, and they'll take a mile. Father, you're hurting my arm.
Come, my son.
Hey!
Let me help you scrub, Major.
What are you doing? Priests aren't supposed to hurt people.
I did a bit of boxing before I joined the Jesuits. I was a featherweight. They wanted me in Willie Pep's stable.
That feels nice, Father.
These are tough times for all of us, you know, Frank.
Nice and soapy.
How's she doing, Father, that Korean girl?
Poor little thing. She's having a very difficult time of it.
Hey, a baby! It's okay!
Another soul among the living. Now, my friends, may I suggest we all bow our heads in silent prayer for the mother. Klinger, I thought you were an atheist.
Gave it up for Lent.
How's the mother? Yeah, she's weak, but she's gonna be just fine.
Oh, great.
Is it a boy or a girl?
If the pictures were right in school, it's a boy.
Gee.
Bullet went through the mother's abdomen. He's got a nick in his little butt.
Wow.
He's gonna be all right, though.
Nurse Craddy?
Huh?
I got something I like to give the mother. It's a bed jacket that's too small for me. It's quilted, aquamarine, with off-white brocade. And right here, there are violet sequins arranged in a stunning fleur-de-lis.
I gotta get him that discharge.
Now, just one minute, Margaret.
Well, now I won't even have time for coffee. I'm doing post-op.
Well, it's just that I'll feel safer if I have it with me.
How do you live with this?
Oh,
terrible. Sacrilege.
What is it?
It's a picture of General MacArthur in the nude.
It's gone.
What?
My purple heart. Stolen.
Oh, Frank.
I knew it.
They're all crooks. We should give this country back to the Indians.
Wait, Frank, Frank.
Stop him! Stop him! Don't lie to me! So where is it?
No, maybe some other boy. You all look the same to you.
I saw you hanging around my quarters. Now where is it? I warn you, I've had 2 judo lessons.
Knock it off, Frank.
You let him get away! He swiped something of mine.
No, he didn't.
How do you know? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
That makes 2 of us. Come on.
What?
As commanding officer of MASH 4077 and as authorized by the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman, I hereby award this Purple Heart Medal for wounds received in line of duty to the child of,
Sung Lee.
Right. And it's a privilege to honor the little guy.
Where'd you get this?
I bet I know.
Bite your tongue, Margaret. Or better yet, let me do it.
Money, da da da.
Come, Samnita.
That's my medal. You get another one, Frank. For staying up nights making purple hearts.
Well, I really would like one. Well, then you luck at all.
Oh, God, it was a nice thing you did.
It sure was.
Well, he deserved it. It's lousy to get shot on your birthday.
Thanks a lot, Colonel.
Anytime, Meg.
You ought to deliver babies more often.
I'm afraid I'm in the wrong neighborhood.
Mama-san!
Yeah, okay, Mama-san.
Clinger. Hawkeye, if I was 40 years younger.
I thought you were.
Thanks a lot, Father.
Thanks, Scotty.
Oh, and thanks for all your good help, Major.
Oh, thank you.
Now sit down flat on the bottom.
Where are you going, Radar?
Hey, come on. Come on.
Hi, yo guy, Iso?
Hi.